Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. This is Karen Spinozzi. The reason I'm calling is because I actually ordered your product a few weeks ago over the phone, and you got my payment information and all that stuff. But yet I continue to get emails encouraging me to sign up, and I'm just wondering what happened. I mean, I was told I would have it by, like, the third week of October, which I think we're in. So I don't know if I got lost in the shuffle.
No. So go ahead and verify your service address for me, please, so that I can look you up.
113 Emerson Street.
And that's in Kingston?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And what is the best phone number to reach you at, just in the event that we get disconnected, please?
845. 338-0626.
Okay, perfect. So I do see you here. We do have you waiting for install. The in-service date isn't until the 15th of November, though.
Oh, it got changed then.
Yeah, I do apologize for that. We did run into a small delay with construction. So a few of our awaiting customers have been moved just by a couple of weeks. So it's not like we're making you wait like 3 months, but we did run into a short delay as far as that goes. But around that date, you should actually expect us to reach out to you, or you should receive an email stating that, hey, we're able to schedule you and please give us a call. As far as those emails that you're receiving, it could be promotional emails, so I do apologize for that. If you would like, what I can do is, have you accessed the online portal yet?
Yeah, I did, because I started to apply online, and then I don't remember what made me change to the phone call. I must have run into some kind of a question.
Possibly,
yeah,
yes.
I did go to your website.
Okay. Have you logged into your specific account?
I don't know that I could do that. Can I try to do that now while I have you on the phone?
Yeah, sure. Okay. If it would be your email address that is your username. If you set a password already, then you should type in that password. If you haven't, then I can set a temporary password for you to be able to log in.
Okay, let me just go on my computer here. And let's see. Okay. So, now what is the web address?
It's archtopfiber.com. On the upper right of the homepage, you will see a sign-in section. But in the meantime, I've taken the marketing emails off, at least for that. That way you're not getting emails to say, hey, please sign up, because obviously you're already signed up.
I click sign in and put my email address. And okay, so apparently I didn't actually make a password because it's nothing, it's blank, and usually it puts in what I saved.
So yeah.
Temporary.
So if you need, I can create a temporary password for you and provide that to you over the phone, and
okay,
then that way you can log in and change your password to whatever you would prefer.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to put it in is temp with a capital T.
Temp.
Right. So that's short for temporary. The number is 2024 with an exclamation point.
2024 exclamation point. Oops, it says only.
Nope.
Log.
Try it once more because it just went through.
Oh, okay. I thought I made a typo. I better do it over again because it's, I got the same.
Yep.
Error.
So, capital T, lowercase E M P.
I didn't do capital T.
Oh, that's probably what it was then.
Yeah. 2024.
2024 with an exclamation point.
Enter. No, it's still saying unable to do it. Let me try one more time. T E M P 204. Oh, it works.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
It probably just took an extra second.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so yes, I do have an account with and everything, so I guess I'm all set, and I just have to wait. Right?
Yes. So essentially, you would have to just wait for us to reach out to you with regards to your installation appointment. But other than that, you should be able to, now that you're logged into your account, you should be able to update your auto pay if ever that needed to be changed. Anything else, I mean, that would really, you can upgrade your service, you can view your invoices. Also, the beginning of your billing cycle does not start until your actual install date.
Okay.
So that way, at least you're aware of that. So you won't have anything due until the date of your install.
Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And other than that, I mean, I think that's everything that we needed to cover, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, in that case, thank you so much, Karen, for calling into Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic afternoon.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.